You. Welcome back, my friends. Got a little clouds. Got a few clouds. Got a little rain going on. Welcome to the morning show, the Wednesday, November 9th edition. Tell you what, I've been waiting for this all morning. A few years back, if you remember, Jamie Dickerman and I doing the Double D's in the morning. Jamie introduced this guy to me, and I tell you what, talk about a life changer. He is the original rock and roll farm boy. He's going to be in Hankinson this Saturday at the community center. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show, our good buddy, Milo Hatzenbuehler. Milo, good morning.
Hi there, Bill. Well, this is nice to talk to you. Hi, everybody watching on the radio out there in Wabedon and around.
Hey, buddy, you're going to be out in Hankinson this Saturday for a music and comedy dinner. What is this all about? Tell us how this came about.
Well, they checked with me, and they knew that they wanted a quality program for this event, and I'm the one.
You've always been the one.
I think that goes without saying. Yeah, that's right.
So,
yeah, if you need a good program, I'm your man.
So, what have you been up to? Catch us up. What's the rock and roll farm boy been doing these past few years?
Oh, well, you know, we're charming over here. We don't like anything different, so we keep on doing the same things. We're farming, and I'm doing my rock and roll concerts. I've been traveling. It's been a few years since I've got to talk to you, but things continue. Yeah, we got slowed down a little bit because of all this virus confusion restrictions, you know. So I didn't do too many concerts the last couple of years, but oh, we're roaring now again.
Well, Milo, and I got to ask you this question because I got a picture in your promo packet too, Milo. For crying out loud, who's doing your wardrobe these days? Because it's spot on.
Oh, thanks. That's my wife Emma. She has great ideas. You should see her on the sewing machine, Bill. Oh, we have altercations almost every day. It's great. And that's because of her.
I bet you do. So
still farming, still doing rock and roll concerts, and that's what I do. Many, I write songs constantly. I tour constantly. Right now, I'm in the latter stages of my 2022 international world tour of North and South Dakota.
I'm liking that. Hey, can you sing us a song? Yeah. Do you have anything new that you can sing for us?
Oh, I got so many songs. I don't know. What do you want to hear? What? Christmas is coming up before
long.
Yeah,
pick a Christmas song.
But I have a teaser of Christmas, a couple of those,
right.
I think. My county agent is a jolly, happy soul. Driving government trucks, he makes big bucks while the farms go in the hole. And that one goes on. It's a great, great song. Yeah. I'll probably be singing my favorite, I've Sprayed Everywhere. That's a great song. It sets your feet a tapping. Oh, I've sprayed everywhere, man. I've sprayed everywhere, man. By ground or from the air, man. I've sprayed from here to there, man. Of spraying, I've done my share, man. I've sprayed everywhere. Now try to keep up with me. I've sprayed my wheat field, corn field, oats and barley field, soybeans field, peas, got to increase my yield, flax and durum, taters and canola, sunflower, sugar beets, need a big payola, spring wheat, winter wheat, summer wheat, fall to grass field, fallow field, hay field. Hey, you, I've sprayed everywhere, man. And it goes on like that. That's great songs.
That is good stuff.
I'm a crowd favorite wherever I go.
Wherever you go, and I know that from experience too. So how have the crowds been on your tour? Have they been clamoring to see you?
Oh man, they're aching to see me, Bill. It's I'm like medicine for the soul. When you get a rock star like me, for those folks who might not know, we farm by Strasburg, North Dakota. But ever since I was about 15 years old, I knew after Elvis Presley died, there was big galoshes to fill, and that's what I have set out to do. Yeah, I'm a rock and roll sensation. I've been many years toured all over the country, East Coast to West Coast, Fargo all the way to the beach.
So, when you were a kid, did you know that you were going to be a rock star?
Not until I was 15. All I wanted to do was take over the family farm.
Okay.
But when I heard that Elvis Presley had died, oh, it was like a wishing, Bill, like a wishing. I saw my future in front of me. I remember it, too. I was only 15 years old. It happened in school. We heard the announcement. And here I was at that tender age. I turned to my fifth grade teacher, and I said, the world needs me.
The
and
world.
Ever since then, that's what I've been doing, yeah.
Buddy, the world needs those green polka dot shorts, too. And again, it's worth it just going to see your wardrobe. But what can we expect when we come out to see you at the Hankinson Community Center this Saturday? What are you going to be doing?
I'll be telling stories about life on the road and life on the farm. And, of course, sometimes I just stand there and let the women admire me. But that wouldn't make for much of a show, even though the women like it. And I'll be singing my rock and roll big hit songs. I'll be singing favorites like, I'll do Plowman. I'll probably sing I've Sprayed Everywhere. I've Got Hens with Low Faces. That's kind of a sad song. It's a country tune about how my wife accidentally killed the rooster.
Oh, no.
So I've Got Hens with Low Faces, yeah. I'll be singing, I think, To All the Cows I've Milked Before. That's a beautiful, beautiful song.
That's a classic of yours, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is. There's a difference between me and other rock stars. Those other rock stars, they sing about the girlfriend they had last week and the girlfriend they're going to have next week. That gets old. I sing about real life. Those other guys, they make those songs up. Not
so,
me.
So how is
My
Emma doing?
My songs are real.
How is Emma doing? How is your wife doing?
Emma's good.
She held up through all the COVID stuff and everything? She held up okay?
Oh, yeah. She's fine. She's tough. She's farm wife. Sometimes she comes on tour with me. And, you know, she runs the cafe in town.
No kidding.
So she's busy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We got the all beet cafe. Because okay. We Germans, you know, we like our beets, pickled beets and borscht and whatnot like that. So her restaurant is named Beets Me. And everything on the menu is made with beets.
So how is her borscht? Is that top notch? Is that top shelf?
It's to die from. I tell you, it's really something.
Okay,
all her food is great. You should try the BLT too: beet, lettuce, and tomato. Good sandwich.
Good. I don't even know where to go with this, Milo. I'm telling you, looking so forward to seeing you on Saturday. And folks, doors open up at 5:30. Dinner's at 6, yeah. And Milo, you take the stage at 7 o'clock. Are you excited for this?
Yeah. I sure am. It's going to be a great time. You can get your tickets at the Hankinson Druck or Post Hardware, Doc's Pub. Go on Eventbrite. That's a website, so you can go on the line and get my tickets. Milo Hankinson at .eventbrite.com. Milo Hankinson .eventbrite.com. .com. You can make sure you get those dots in there. Otherwise, everything slops together.
So are you tech savvy? Are you pretty good with technology?
Oh, I have a smart aleck phone. I use it for things.
Like what?
There's a thing on there. What do they call those? That locates you. You know, it bounces x-rays off your head and tells you when you take a step this way or that. And then you can say, I want to go next door. And then it yells at you, you have reached your destiny. That sort of thing. I got one of those. I used it for spring planting.
I bet you do. And
it tells you when you get to the section fence. I can already see it, but it's nice to have confirmation, you know.
So all of your farm equipment has this technology on it, too?
Oh yeah, it's a package. It's a package. It's an ag application. It's called the Farman Garmin, and it's really handy.
It helps you with
all sorts of things.
I bet it is. So again, yeah. Milo, I tell you what, I could talk to you all day and listen to you all day, but you are going to be a music and comedy dinner show this Saturday at the Hankinson Community Center. Again, folks, doors open at 5:30. Dinner at 6, and Milo, you take the stage at 7 o'clock. It has been a pleasure talking with you again, my friend. And
likewise. This is nice. We got big storm coming in tomorrow. That's what they tell us, overnight and tomorrow. So Friday, we're going to have some cleanup to do so I can make sure I can get over there to hang it.
Oh, we'll get
but
you.
Believe me,
yeah.
I love my fans.
You do. Milo Hatzenbuehler coming to Hankinson this Saturday. Take care, buddy. And
I can't wait.
Let's talk again real soon, okay?
Okay, thanks, Bill. I would like that. There you go. Thanks, everybody, for watching.
That's Milo Hatzenbuehler, the original rock and roll farm boy. So great to have him back on air. He's going to be performing Saturday at the Hankinson Community Center. Be sure you show up for that. Sponsored by the Hankinson Commercial Club. It is 9:17 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hello. This is your water softener talking. I love Morton Salt Crystals.
Have you fed your water softener lately? Ensure you have softer feeling skin and hair with Morton Pure and